I'm very frustrated. I'll be frustrated for 2 or 3 weeks now. I can't help it. You know, we know what we could have achieved, and we allowed our supporters, we can't dream, but allowed our supporters to dream for a week or two, but we didn't have enough to see it through. And so I'll go away and I'll review all that, as I did with my chairman the other in the week, but he knows me, I review it more with myself than anyone. When I go for walking with the dogs and that across the fields, and there's no one in sight, and you think about everything, every point dropped, every goal conceded, and because a lot of that came negatively towards the end of the season, then it's hard to take. But the bigger picture, 10th in the league, there's not a manager, the league managers meetings on Zoom earlier in the season, at the start last summer, etc., when we were in the state we were in, thought it was anything other than a relegation fight for Gillingham. But I gave my word to my chairman, and myself and Paul have worked really hard, as all the staff, they've been fantastic, from the cleaners to the staff around here, to the medical staff, to the media people, everyone is pulled in the same direction through adversity, and we've got through in a pandemic year to finish 10th, and just look at some of the clubs around us. You know, we're a couple of points away from Portsmouth, a couple of points away from the likes of Charlton. Absolutely incredible, but we know what could have been. Not what might have been, probably what should have been. And it's not happened, so we'll go away and we'll take the pain of that for a week or two. Wish the four clubs in the playoffs, they're all good teams, all with good managers, and I wish everyone else all the luck in the world. May the best team win the playoffs.